The Voice of America. Firefighters in the U.S. state of California have battled several roaring wildfires, including one described as a monster fire outside Los Angeles. Scientists warn there is an increasing danger of such blazes due to global warming. We spoke with Jennifer Logan at Harvard, who is the author of a study on the issue.
Wildfires are most serious when the weather is very hot and very dry. So fires clearly depend on weather. Fires are either started by lightning or they're started by people. But fires tend to get most severe once they're started if the weather is hot and dry, particularly if it's been dry for a long time, so that the fuels have had a long time to dry out. What we did was we looked at the relationship between fires and what's called fire weather in the present day, and then assumed that that relationship would hold in the future. And then we used a climate model, which predicts what the climate and thus the weather will be like in the future, to look at how fires would change from the present day to the future. And in the western U.S., we found that they would increase significantly.
Global warming may be contributing to a longer summer or a shorter winter. Could that have a little bit to do with it?
Definitely. There has been a research study that was published in Science a few years ago by Tony Westerling that looked at the area burned in the United States, in the western United States, over a period of over 30 years. And what they found was that the length of the fire season seemed to be increasing, and they linked this to earlier snowmelt. So that would be an increase in the fire season. The fire season in the West tends to be sort of May to September. So yes, so as the snowmelt happened earlier, the fuels could dry out sooner, and then you could have more severe fires. Of course, the wind plays a role in this too. If you have high winds, dry fuels, hot temperatures, lightning starting the fires, or people starting the fires, and that's when you can get the very serious fires.
Do you expect the situation to get worse?
Well, we looked at a 50-year time horizon, and over that time horizon, we found that in different forested regions in the West, that the area burned would increase by as much as a factor of 2 to 3, depending on the region. And the regions with the biggest increases were the Pacific Northwest and the Rocky Mountain regions.
What can be done about global warming and the fire problem?
Well, there's a lot that can be done about global warming if people are prepared to change their ways and use less energy. We need to reduce our energy consumption. So that's the very large-scale link between energy production and CO2 increasing in the atmosphere.
Jennifer Logan, Senior Research Fellow at Harvard School of Engineering and Applied Sciences in Cambridge, Massachusetts. There have been over 64,680 fires in the United States so far this year, burning more than 2,119,800 hectares, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. I'm Susan Yawkey, VOA News.